Philip's input PS and T0 and Q. Today's date is 05/10/2025. Dictation is 4. Damanita Jackson. Jackson spells J-A-C-K-S-O-N. Damanita spells D-A-M-A-N-I-T-A. Date of birth is 10/16/1968. This is a 56-year-old female. Here for a follow-up period. Patient indicated that she was seen here on 10/5/03/2025. Diagnosed with pneumonia. Was treated at that time with prostaglandin, vancomycin, IM, dexamethasone, IM, nebulizer treatment, and was discharged with Zithromax period. Patient indicated that she got a little better, but is still coughing and she's having pain at the injection site period. Patient indicated the cough is dry, denies bloody sputum with a cough, denies night sweats or weight loss period. Denies travel history. Next paragraph. Past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph. Review of systems. Patient denies chills, myalgias, denies diaphoresis. Denies increased temperature, period. She says she's eating and drinking well. Denies vomiting or diarrhea. Next paragraph. Physical exam, she's alert, oriented, and mild distress. She has anthalgic gait. Next paragraph. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 97% at room air. Blood pressure is 129/78. Pulse 62, respiration 18. Temperature 97.9, period. Next paragraph. Respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort. No use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion. She speaks in full sentences. No adventitious songs. Period. Next paragraph. Cardiac, regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs. No peripheral edema or cyanosis. Period. Next paragraph. Skin. No abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules. No vesicles or bulli. Period. Next paragraph. Extremities, left thigh at the injection site, no fluctuance, no erythema. There is tenderness to palpation, no bleeding or discharge. She has full range of motion of her hip, knee and elbow, has some discomfort with flexion and extension of her hip, period. Next paragraph, neuro, she's alert oriented, times 3, cranial nerve sutures is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal except for her left lower extremity, which produces pain with range of motion. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is pneumonia, mild improvement. Assessment number 2 is pain at the injection site. Assessment number 3 is dysuria, open parentheses, patient on presentation, complaint of painful urination. Next paragraph, a urinalysis was done. In clinic today, urinalysis reveal negative nitrite, negative leukocytes, and negative blood. Next paragraph, patient was sent home with the following medication. Robitussin AC, 2 teaspoon POQHS for 10 days, number 100 mils. Next medication, levofloxacin, 500 milligrams, 1 POBID for 5 days, number 10. Next medication, diflucan, 150 milligrams, 1 PO daily, number 2. This is for yeast infection, considering we've given her so much antibiotics. Next paragraph, patient was given a CT scan requisition consult to have a soft tissue of her leg to assess the site of injection for abscess or other abnormality as a result of the injection. End of your patient.